Blog Talk Radio.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells of people where they have been and what they have been, where they are and what they are. Most important, history tells a people where they still must go and what they still must be. The relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Welcome to Black Sister Talk, where you can breathe. A community therapy platform breaking the stigma on mental health in ourselves, families, and communities one conversation at a time. With host LaWanda Chambers, licensed professional counselor, a.k.a. your therapist's favorite therapist, putting care back into you and the community. Black Sister Talk is an affiliate of the Black Reality Think Tank Radio Network and is broadcasted on the Blog Talk Radio platform.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on, let's get into it. I hope y'all are having a fantastic Saturday. Okay, happy Saturday, everyone. And thank you for joining us on Black Sister Talk, where you can breathe, the community therapy platform. I am Ms. Wanda, your therapist, favorite therapist, giving you yet another unfiltered, candid conversation. Man, last week was amazing. I felt like we hit on so many things that we had to have a part two this week to get further into that discussion and focus a little bit more on ways to stay motivated, grow, pay our bills, and ultimately achieve happiness as a Black woman. We're going to take up some space today, ladies. We're going to get some church today, okay? We're going to get into this. I am so excited. You guys are noticing that feedback? Oh, my God. Come on, God. Let me be great today. What's really going on? Let's see something. Can you hear me now? Can someone speak up and let me know if they can hear my voice?
This is Treva. I can hear you.
Yes, I am getting tremendous. Thank you for letting me know, Treva. I don't know why we're getting all this feedback today. What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you guys hearing that feedback over there, or is this loud and clear for you? Because if it's feedback on my end, I can handle it. But if y'all getting feedback, that can be quite annoying. Hearing me twice, or you just hearing my voice come through once?
I only hear you once.
Well, listen, my God, I can hear myself three times if I have to, because it's my voice and I'ma handle it. But we ain't gonna let nothing keep us from having this discussion today, ladies. So know that this has been a fired up day for me, and who better than the therapist to talk to you guys today about handling some anxiety? Where do I start? I have had several meetings today. I have dealt with a crisis with my friend who I love very dearly, but I was very much present for her and still very much present and being able to pour into my cup and work on my own self today, as well as showing up to a meeting amongst being a caregiver for several other folks in my home. So let's get into this anxiety talk and how a person who balances several different things is still yet managing it all. Let me tell you, I don't look like what I've been through, but I'm here to show you that it can be done. So we're going to have a great talk today. Ladies, I hope you have your questions. I hope you have your pens and pads, because we are going to continue to focus on finding that happiness when facing the internal and external battles that comes with being a Black woman, especially seeing that we are just shy of 7 weeks into the new year. How are you going to protect yourself as a Black woman with your finances, your heart, and your future goals? Is that possible to have it all without sacrificing it all to get it? I want you guys to know that the mics are open. So this is a community therapy platform, and it's definitely an open one where I want the other voices. You guys are my co-hosts, so I want you to join in and be able to share some of your experiences as well, because that's how we learn. We learn from each other. So I want the other listeners who are out there in the world who may have tuned in today to be able to feel confident in being able to call in the future and share their voice and their story. So I am going to open up today's discussion with an icebreaker question. And that question would be, if you were not walking around with the stress of being a black woman, feel today.
I'm ready.
You ready? But let me hear. I'm ready.
That's because I was munching,
yes,
too.
Yes.
I honestly feel like if I wasn't walking around with this responsibility of being a black woman, I would be useless. We all know that black culture and black women, we pretty much have created almost everything. We're the culture where everybody wants the credit. They want everything we've done, but they refuse to allow us to live in our own culture. So I think if I haven't had the experiences as the person I am and the life that I've lived, I'll be completely useless, and that's just honest. I wouldn't have the experience, I wouldn't have the knowledge, and I wouldn't have the backbone that I have now.
Come on, let me tell you something, Treva. I would not trade in being a black woman for nothing, not even looking at the stresses that come with it, but the power that I harness within me and I'm aware of as a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else want to chime in on what Treva said? Okay. I know my multifaceted black woman in here got a voice to speak and stand. What is your experience as a black woman? If you weren't walking around with the stress of being a black woman, how would you feel?
Probably lost, too, not knowing what, you know, black people go through. I don't know if I could even really walk around in the world like not knowing what black women, black culture, what they go through. A lot of people are just not as acknowledged as they should be. They're not as knowledgeable as they should be about our history, not only our history but our present, because our history is not really that far behind us. It still takes place. It's showing up more than anybody expected at this time. But I think that I'll just be, like, clueless if I did not know. I'm living in a world, my race and other races are so against this particular race and culture and not understanding why. I think, you know, just being as a human being, we all know that there is right and wrong, left and right, and there's a cause and effect. So, I mean, I really wouldn't even understand what it's like to be black. I could never tell nobody that I understand what you're going through. So, I mean, honestly, yeah, we go through a lot. We go through a lot. We're going to continue to go through a lot, but hopefully it gets better, you know, generations on and as time moves on. But I'm grateful and blessed to be a black woman, to be able to tell all the stories that I'm able to.
Hello.
I'm going to need this group to wake on up now. It's 3:21.
I know that's right, Treva. Come on.
Hello.
Because I've been waiting on this call since last Monday. So y'all need to get on up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Well, I just want to say, I never thought about it as just being black, as a human being, and doing what I had to do, raise my kids. And I know other cultures that have a hard time, too. But I just don't focus on the black. Whatever I got to do, I got to do. And it's like we've been forced, and as I'm hearing it from younger people today who don't know a lot of their history, their personal history, their family, they reach in for so much. But I have to say it, like the TV showing the black, that is not us. That is their interpretation of us. And we look at that and live right in that box, but I've never chose to, because my father said, that's not you. I have gone anywhere I wanted to go amongst any race and never felt any different. So I just want to say that if that's being black or being white or being mixed or whatever it is, you got to love who you are. And the choices you make in life are yours. Nobody put you there. But if your mind has been trained to go that way, then you will have to feel awful about yourself.
You know what, Lulu? I think that's a really good point that you brought up. And what I would say to you is that experience should be more widespread amongst our community. However, the reason I asked this question was to tap into the confidence and the motivation. Wow, that feedback is something else. Are y'all getting that feedback over there?
Now
wow.
We are.
I'm about to move. I don't know why this is happening, but they will not let me be great today. Okay, how about now I move to a different room? Is that better?
You good now, yep.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think it might be because I'm by the computer with the phone. So I don't know. I've never had that issue before, but no worries. What I wanted to the reason I asked this question was to get the mind thinking about the black woman experience and thinking about how you experience yourself, because we walk around with internalizing things that we don't necessarily need to hold on to. And I can give you guys a quick example of what that had been like for me just this past week, which brought me to asking you guys this question. So very simple, nothing major. I went to the Panera Bread to get some lunch, and the lady who was ringing me up, she was a white younger girl, and she was staring at me in ways that I began to feel uncomfortable, and she also was making some mistakes with my order, and I was just having the hardest time. I was able to still smile and show her grace because, again, I don't know what her experience is today either. And so in doing so, she eventually got my order rang up, but I walked away from that experience thinking, like, wow, why was this lady staring at me like this? And what's something on my face? You know, what was going on? What happened there? Long story short, when I left to go into my car, the lady came outside to approach me, and she said, I just couldn't let you leave this place and not tell you, you are so beautiful. And I was kind of taken aback by it because I had all of these other internalizations about the experience, thinking there was something going on with me, something that was happening externally that I wasn't aware of. And for her to just come back and say, oh, well, I just wanted to let you know that, it brought in a sense of, wow, you know, we have these internalizations, these things that we carry around with us that other people aren't aware of, and I don't know that we're too aware of, but the fact that she was able to come back and say something to me to let me know, hey, this is what I was thinking and this is why I was messing up, it just kind of carried with me throughout the day, like, okay, you don't recognize the radiance that you have. You don't recognize the light that's within you and how people gravitate towards that. And as a black woman, I think we need to recognize the radiance in us and the gifts that we already possess naturally. And if we can work on that motivation, work on those confidence pieces, work on being free to be ourselves and actually flowing from a place that is free. And something I will share with you guys today that I stumbled upon in my master class and having a discussion with one of the ladies, which is learning to live from a place of freedom and understanding that I am authentic in my freedom and my peace flows from that place. And so how do I get to that? How do I make that a place that I anchor myself in everything that I do throughout my daily tasks? How do I use that to move forward in all of my interactions so that I'm not stressed, so that I don't have that anxiety or that unwanted weight on my shoulders? So when you brought that up, Lulu, about I don't see the color, I don't see that, I don't focus on that, I think it's so important that we do push that agenda widespread, because that came from a lot of other challenges,
but you know why,
and things that I've experienced.
Reason, but there's a reason I don't focus, because, see, sometimes we have not been told that we're beautiful. I don't care how I look. I've gone, and the reason I don't is like Maya Angelou, like I got oil wells pumping in my living room. I'm going to love me. I don't need other people to tell me that. And see, with the society today, they don't show enough blackness in the movies. And I talked to my sister about this. They're not. It's not our real story that they're showing, but we learn to embrace the beauty of white. We have did that for a long time. Our people just don't. But that wasn't the case for me. And there's a lot of other people out there. If you love yourself, I don't care if someone's, you're paying them for a service. I don't care they looking at you. You can choose to walk away and not spend your money there. You don't have to let nobody make you feel bad of who you are, because they're not going to pay your bills. And this is how I was brought up, and this is how I got to where I am about things. So, yeah, there are people out there feeling bad, but then, okay, but then that they have, I hate the word, low self-esteem about themselves. And I have to say, last Sunday I went to an all-white church, and we came out, and the lady was saying, I know you from somewhere. And they said, I cannot believe you are Ricky's mom. And they said, she's just cute. When I went to the state fair, I got the same thing. I'm not that cute. I just love myself. And I don't look at them as being beautiful. I look at them as, hey, you better find out if you're beautiful for yourself. So that's just my take on it. And I'm sorry you, that chick made you feel like that, but you got to learn how to give back. Say, take your money. I'll go to another Panera. Because you know you're beautiful.
Listen, Lulu has spoken. Lulu has spoken. And I received that, Lulu, but see, that comes with doing the work. And so the reason we are even talking about that is to get to the foundations of what that self-esteem and confidence looks like, so that it can transcend in other areas of your life, like your finances, like your happiness, like your growth. You know, you don't get there overnight. It's a process. And it's also awareness of self and how you show up for you. Where do you develop that from if the foundation hasn't been set forth? You were blessed to have a foundation where that was instilled upon you, because other folks may not have had that experience, and they need to know what that needs to look like today so they can take the baby steps that they need to build on that. Some people have a hard time getting started. Right? If anybody on this line had a hard time getting started. I mean, on Black Sister Talk, this is your safe space, and we live in transparency, because if we are not talking about the truth, we are not healing anything. We're healing a lie, which is nothing. It's not the real thing. So we have to be transparent and be able to say, yeah, I have experienced that, and I remember when I experienced that, and this is how I got through that. It's no shame in being a human. It's no shame in being hurt and saying that you've been hurt. I can even admit to that. I can admit to the things that I needed to work on and how I got to where I am today, because if I had not been through it, I would not have recognized what I needed to do to keep moving forward. We all know what we want the end result to be, but we rarely know what steps we're going to have to take to get that result.
Mm-hmm.
And, I want to be a millionaire. How are you going to make $1 million?
And to speak on that, LaWanda, like, that's, I feel like that was a great experience. Like your take on that was a good, it was a good experience for you, because we are not, we're not used to another race complimenting us or even verbally say, oh, you have beautiful skin or something like that. To be honest, we don't even get compliments from our own color. We get so much black on black hatred from other sisters. It's not even funny. So it's, we're not used to, as younger people, we're not used to somebody looking at us crazy or what we think is crazy and saying, oh, your hair is cute or you have beautiful skin and blah, blah. I mean, I do it a lot to people. I compliment them and they look at me like it's foreign. And, you know, we're not looking at, we're not used to that. I mean, I'm one of them people. I'd be like, why is she looking at me like that? And, I mean, give that girl credit for, give her credit for even coming to tell you, because she probably ain't even, she probably didn't even know how to tell you, or she probably, you know, was scared to tell you, especially if there were other white people around. They not, they're conditioned to, hey, let's steal what they got and criticize them, and we're conditioned to believe that it's so much hatred. So we're definitely not used to that. As well as we're not even used to us, each other, giving each other, you know, credit, uplifting each other. You know, so just keep that experience, you know, in the back of your mind, but in the front at the same time, you know, because whenever it takes place again, you never know what it could be. And, you know, even if we don't know, it could be something good. They just don't know how to express the good things in us. They're not taught to. And we're not taught to receive it either. So I that's something I still have to work on, too, like wondering why somebody looking at me crazy and be all feisty, because we are just not used to it. We don't get enough love in our own homes to even know what a compliment or whatever is. You know, we do so much trying to build ourselves up as people and young women. So, I mean, I think that, you know, that was a good experience for you to share. And, you know, like you said, it was a good take for you, too, because that's just not what we're used to.
I have to say that's exactly right. And just understanding that we don't compliment each other. And a lot of us, depending on where you live geographically, you know, your upbringing and your environment has a lot to do with your on-edgeness. And so you may not recognize that you're on edge often, but you're on edge because of what your experiences have been. So if you've lived in a neighborhood where you constantly are hearing gunshots and police sirens, and you notice sketchiness in your neighborhood, of course when you go into different neighborhoods and enter different experiences, you're going to move with caution. It's just primal within you, because it's a part of your survival. And I had to tap into, wow, this is what this has done to me. This is what has been programmed into me. And this is something that I have to address, because I want to be comfortable in every situation that I'm stepping into. And I think what made me most uncomfortable at any point was the fact that she was uncomfortable with me, or that's the way I perceived it. She was knocking stuff over. She was getting the order. I mean, it was like, what is happening right now for her? I'm just trying to order a two for two, pick two right now. It's not that hard. So it just speaks to the work we need to continue to do as human beings, to embrace one another and let the other person know, hey, it's okay. And I think the way that I handled her during the transaction, you know, she probably was thinking, like, the typical black person probably would have cursed her out for messing that up five times, you know. But I handled her with grace. And at that moment, I gave her the grace that I would have wanted anyone to give me. I didn't know if she was new, this was her first day or whatever. But I wanted her to know that she was safe in my encounter and that it was okay. And I had time to allow her to get it right, no matter had she been a black woman, white woman, Chinese, or whatever. And so I want us to take that experience in and, you know, do what you will with it. And if anyone wants to share any of their experiences, I would be more than happy to hear it.
And if not, we're going to continue to move on. So does anyone have anything they'd like to share? And I want you guys to know all of your mics are open. We have a good 20 minutes
can
before the top of the hour. Yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. This I was just listening a lot. And it seemed like the topic have changed so, I mean, from one thing to black to self-love and back to the topic that you was on. I don't know. I'm speaking from an old head perspective. I'm going to call myself older because I know I'm older than you. But I just, some of the stuff that, like, when she was saying about how we don't get compliments or we don't do this or we don't do that, I learned a long time ago, nobody going to tell you how great you is. You got to do it yourself. So I've been doing that for years. And then you said when you first started your journey, I always done it, and I still do it. I still, like, you can say, girl, you look fabulous. I know. Thank you, though. Call it anything, call it whatever. If nobody going to tell me I'm fabulous, baby, don't worry. I done told myself when I left this morning. But thank you. But I know it's a lot of younger people because of the kind of work that I do. I see they don't like, I mean, you know, you can love yourself all day long, but then people will come and, like, beat it out of you, like beat down your spirit or beat down your joy or beat down your happiness and then make you feel like you small. I'm matching energy, baby. You is not doing that to me. What? I'm overweight. Boy, bye. You can't, or what? I don't make as much money as you. Boy, bye. You can't nobody beat me down. I used to feel like that when I was like a teenager. Like, what am I doing wrong? Pfft, I ain't doing nothing wrong. They the ones messed up. You know, it's the young people that we got today, they happy with attention or somebody buy them buy them a Happy Meal. They ready to sex traffic. It's a lot of that going around, you know. So I'm just saying that you also just, I don't know, and not let people beat your spirit out of you. You know, and that maybe the lady that waited on you, her spirit was gone. And I do understand what you said about you don't know. Well, maybe that was her first day, and maybe that was this, maybe that was that. But you have seen me upset about some things, since you know me. But I always try to present myself the same because people don't deserve my anger. So I only can speak for me. But I try to be the same all the time. Not the same personality or the same. I try to if I treat you nice, I'm always gonna treat you nice. If I have a problem with you, I'm gonna say something. And it's sad to say that I'm in the few because a lot of people don't say nothing. And my friend said that she said something, and we were just talking about this yesterday. How you was as a teenager is how you gonna be as an adult. If you was a messy, backbiting, two-faced teenager, that's how you're going to be when you're an adult. And I never thought about that, but some of the people that I know from high school was messy, and they still messy now. So in some ways, I guess that's a little true. I don't know.
Well, that's that growth part, though. You remember we talked about that growth, and sometimes if you don't have those opportunities where you have to grow up, you don't grow up and you remain stagnant. That's just not acceptable to continue to be messy and to continue to bring and harness negative energy and want to be toxic. That speaks to some trauma.
Exactly.
That speaks to some areas in that person's life that needs to be addressed. But without self-awareness and without the willingness to change, I'm going to be this way, and you're going to just like it or whatever. Now, we so confident in the fact that we are going to do wrong. So we got to get past the feelings and focus on the facts and say, I'm going to take personal inventory on me and what it is that I need to do to be the best me I can be. So when I show up, I'm showing up consistently every time. And Sabrina, you are a person that I know that works very hard at that and has been a friend of mine for quite some time, and I have no issues in that area, and that's why I have no problem showing up for you wherever and whenever you need me to, because you have done just that. And so I'm glad that you're able to add to this conversation and share that, because it's the truth. And honestly, as
women, I got
women,
a question too for you.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to cut in, but
no, that's fine.
We
got, it's okay. What you want to bring up?
I just wanted to hear maybe you or the ladies, the other ladies' opinion. What can we as sisters do to help people, help the ladies that we see struggling? Or say you got a friend and she always beating herself down, or she ain't this or she ain't that. Do we stay out of it, and or do we talk to her and say, girl, you got it, you can do this, motivate, or, you know, to them? I'm just asking your opinion.
I appreciate that. And I would definitely say we're going to address all negative self-talk. We're going to reverse those curses, because our tongues are powerful. We want to sharpen iron with iron. I want to be around women who are just as sharp as me, so that we can grow. We can't grow when the other person over here is lagging. No, I'm going to lift you up, sister, and I'm going to let you know you're the best you can be when you show up for yourself. And whatever that means for you, if showing up for yourself today is getting up out of bed and taking a shower and washing your face, then today you showing up for yourself in that way. And it's going to be small. Showing up for myself may be different for you, because I may have gotten those basic level skills under control. It's about building on that. Everybody ain't going to have it all figured out at once, but sis, begin to whisper the things that you want other people to say to you. I know you guys hear me say that a lot. Write it down. I write love letters to my damn self. Girl, you
That's
so
right.
fine. Huh. What?
I call it my journal.
I write on my
but
mirror every day.
But you have to. You have to, because the world is full of so much negativity. That's why I'm telling you guys, you are radiant. You say that. I am radiant.
What?
Yeah, I, trust me, I am. I'm radiant. I'm fabulous.
I'm radiant.
Come on,
I
now.
Have light in me. Nobody is going to dim my light.
Exactly.
I'm like Vegas, baby. Disco
light,
baby. I'm like all of that.
Like that song says, shine bright like a diamond, baby, because that's all we could do. But I just see so many. You see so many people. So you, we, in my line of work, and I know for sure yours. You see people that hate themselves and don't like themselves because somebody done put it in their head that they wasn't worth it. And I'm trying to think of all the tools in my arsenal that I could use to say, look, why you be like, if you ever hear me on here, I just say what I say, and I don't really be caring. I do care what I say because I got to articulate what I'm saying, but I say what I say and don't.
Let's just say that. I'm being my authentic self right now, Sabrina,
and
we don't need no disclaimer for you to be yourself, because here you can show up as Sabrina and be that.
I just want them to be ready for whatever come out my mouth, because I do. But it was a lady, she was talking about her boyfriend, her fiance or whatever, beat on her. And I said, girl, I'm looking at you. You a beautiful child. You are, I call you a baby because my baby older than you. But I'm saying, What about you make you feel so worthless that you can let somebody beat on you like you ain't nothing? She started crying. It's like, you know, with a bad kid. I can't support negative behavior. I mean, I'm not going to take you out on a trip for negative behavior. I'm not going to encourage you to be crying over this. We finna get it together. Wipe your face. Wipe him out your life. You got friends that can support you. You so nice. Girl, I ain't trying to be nice. I'm being honest. You need to get it together.
Uh-huh.
So we got a motive. I don't care if it hurts your feelings. I'm still going to be your friend. I'm going to say what I say, and I'm saying it with love, because look at you. You beautiful, and you got a black eye. Who does that? Not me. The diva never, you know.
That's right.
But
I totally agree, Sabrina and LaWanda. Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather. I totally agree with uplifting each other, but
It's hard.
Me just on my journey, I just say, you know, even if we have or if you guys have nieces, nephews, kids, things like that, regardless of the age or youth or not, start uplifting them too, because all of what we've been talking about, I've been on each side of the fence. As a little girl, I'm the only girl, and I'm the youngest. So I was brought up, you know, with that confidence and all that. But as a little girl, it was all nice knowing that I need to tell myself I'm pretty and things like that. But the real thing is, like, do our parents really believe it when they tell us? And we talked about this last week. Exactly where I'm going. So we talked about this last week. A mom can raise her daughter to be this and that and pretty and all that. But as that daughter starts to evolve and grow into her own individual, into her individuality, and mom starts to get jealous or envious, mom conditions that child and pulls it back out of her. And from there on, through grade school, middle school, now she's conditioned that she's not these things anymore until she starts her healing journey again. So it's definitely important. I don't have nieces and nephews. I don't have nieces, or I don't have kids, so this is what I'm saying. It's definitely important that if you have a niece or a granddaughter or whatever, or some youth that you know need them words, give them those words, because they missing it at home. Mama taught them that to about 4 or 5, and then mama said, oh, no, I'm a little threatened by this. And then that's when it changes in the home. So it's definitely important that we keep instilling this in our youth, and anybody, because now I'm reverting back to how I was, just how you are, Sabrina. You know, I was like that as a little girl, and I was, like, told I was stuck up, sadiddy, blah, blah, blah. Then as I got a little older, mama was like, I'm threatened by how you are. And I'm not speaking bad on my mom. I didn't have the best upbringing. But I, at 33, I can say that I feel like I'm my real self. Like, I've always been authentic. But the confidence that I have now, this is the same confidence I had as a little girl. And they told me I couldn't have it.
Beat you down. Beat it out. You, like, beat your spirit down. Not physically hitting you. Not physically hitting you, but beating down your spirit. So I know exactly what you're saying. And no, I didn't have the best upbringing. When somebody tell me, you ugly, that just makes me sound beautiful. Or your boobs too big. Well, I got this one. Your boobs so big, you must be having sex. Oh, my gosh. I was a virgin.
I'm hypersexualizing a black woman. And you may be 12 or 13 years old and looking like a grown woman. And so everybody's staring at you. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got your uncle, and now your cousins, and everybody is.
And it's okay. Mama let it be okay for people to look at you. Like, that's a whole other subject for a different Saturday.
Come on, we're going to definitely talk about that on a whole different Saturday, because the other thing that we need to touch on, and I got to just say it, is these mothers, when they have teenage daughters who look grown, and they still out, and these mothers are still out here trying to date. And then this jealousy comes up with the mother and the daughter, because the boyfriend or the no good boyfriend is now looking at your daughter in her little volleyball shorts or whatever. You know,
don't get started.
It's some stuff that needs to be talked about. But we ain't going to veer too far from today's topic. I knew that icebreaker question was going to be one that was going to definitely get the conversation going, because it all falls back on motivation and confidence and being able to tap into that so that you're able to be an adult, ultimately. Be able to handle your business as a woman and be confident in the moves that you are making. How often have you moved in unsurety? What has that felt like? When your back was up against the wall and you didn't know what you were doing because you couldn't trust yourself.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. See, we could do this all day. I could talk all day. We could do this. Because some days when I be feeling like, dang, I don't got the energy left in my spirit, then I get on here and talk and let me like, Wanda just reminded me that I am still fabulous. What am I talking about?
Right, you just need your Saturday talk. That's all you need. I felt like that on Monday, and it was just 2 days in between. Like,
okay.
I'm like, is it Saturday yet? And it's crazy because I'm so new to this group, but I feel at home. Like, I haven't felt, and I have not met any of you except two. I have not felt like this since I was a little girl. Like, seriously. Like, we in this world with all this hatred and just, it's just so much. And then, you know, when you're evolving, people don't want to see you evolve. It's almost foreign to most people. And I'm like, I finally
right.
have a group of women, regardless of the age, that I could sit on here and talk, whether we agree, disagree, have different conversations, and don't feel attacked. I can feel normal. I can say what I feel. Like, I feel like I'm this is where I'm supposed to be, and it is. And it's so sad
right.
that, you know, the world is like this. But it was already Monday, and I was like, damn, is it Saturday? Shoot. I told my friend Stephanie online, I said, is it fucking Saturday yet?
Okay.
So I definitely appreciate y'all.
People want you to evolve. They just don't want you to evolve more than them.
That's the truth. Yeah,
that's
we here for you. Yeah, I'm rooting for you. Mm-hmm. And when this book came out, where y'all was at? But that's
that,
a whole different conversation.
I'm opening the store now. One of your friends is a customer and stuff like
Hello?
That. Yeah. Hello.
But
Hello,
is that
Lord.
A friend? I mean, you have to now do some inventory on the people you allow in your space, because some people just come around you for your energy. Again, you are radiant. You carry light. People recognize your light even when you don't. Even when you don't.
Yeah.
I had a meeting today. I was in my sister's circle. So let me tell y'all, just like I come to our group and I pour into us, I still do the work, too, for myself. I still show up for my life coach. I still show up for my sister's circle. And they are the ones that remind me, like, LaWanda, you got to keep pushing your agenda on your platform. Your energy is magnetizing. People gravitate towards you. You must continue to do your work and keep your podcast going, because people need that, and they will come. They will come by the hundreds to be in that space because of who you are. And I honor that. And I appreciate you guys for being here every Saturday with me to share that with other folks. This is what they need. They need a light that's going to shine unsure. When they are feeling confused, unloved, unwanted, they know they have a safe space with us on Saturday where they can get their cup replenished, and they can get that positivity that lets them know somebody is fully supporting you in what you want to do, whatever that is. That's my gift to you guys, because I honor you in that way. I respect you in that way. And unlike those who don't want to see you be successful, anything that I can do to help any of my ladies, y'all know me, I'm a call away. It is done. Cash App, here's the person you need to call. This is where you go to do that. Whatever I can do to help, I provide that. And I want you to be able to do just that with the skills and the tools that I give you, because we all are leaders in our own rights, and we all encounter other women who we may see something in them that we recognize in ourselves. I'm not above trauma. I'm not above drama. I'm not above having my heart broken. I'm not above feeling disappointed and sad on this day. I'm not above any of those emotions, because I am a human being. I harness those feelings. I sit in them for when I need to sit in them, and I deal with them the way I need to deal with them, and I keep it moving. And I want to be able to show you guys how to do just that, because we only have one life to live, and life is too short not to live in it. It's too short. So, ladies, I didn't talk this almost into the top of the hour. Look at God. Does anybody
okay.
have anything they want to contribute before we get into the top of the hour? When we come back, I know we kind of been all over the place, but that's okay, because we got 2 hours to sort our stuff out. It's been a whole week for y'all, so I wanted to give you guys that space before I came to therapize and talk to you guys about this growth mindset and fixed mindset, which we talked about last week, and just
also giving you guys a few ways to increase your motivation throughout the week, which Sabrina kind of brought up a little bit earlier, which I'll be able to give a few tips and tricks about how to do that. And if anybody has an example or any situation they want to bring up, let's work it out together as a team, because you are fully supported, you're fully loved, and we fully embrace your experience here on Black Sister Talk. Anybody has anything they want to say before we get to our top of the hour?
I'm being quiet,
okay.
Change.
Look, y'all know how I am. If it gets too quiet, I'll be like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Y'all know I'm old school. I listen to Ray J still, okay? I still be listening to my... Don't hate, don't sleep on that. Still not sleep on that. I still be listening to my old school music. That's what gets me by. And so if nobody has nothing else to add, we are going to go into our top of the hour break. Ooh, I got a good song on here that I can't wait for y'all to hear. If y'all ain't heard about Lundra, y'all sleep on him. He is thebomb.com. Honey, go ahead and find him on Apple Music and download him and just listen to his everything, honey. Everything. Lundra got a new 2021 song. I was so excited. Like, what? Lundra got a new 2021 song? Yes, I'm here for that. I also want to share with you guys a book that I just ordered today. Anybody that emails me today can receive a copy of this book, okay? Anybody that emails me can receive a copy of this book, and the book is Untethered by Tina Payne. I got to hear a little bit about her story today in group, and it focused on emotional bondage that can derail us. And so anybody that goes on the social media platform, comments, likes, and adds us to their platform, go ahead and DM us with your contact information. I'm only doing this for the first 5 people that do it so that you can get a copy of this book, because what's going to happen is we're going to have a book club. And I know we got Treva on the line, who also has a book that she wrote. We will have her on the show where we will clearly and go more in depth about her book and some upcoming shows where she can talk and do a reading sample and share with us what she has written. Because what Black Sister Talk is going to be doing in 2022 is we're going to be doing a book club, and we're going to be reading a book each month with a spotlighted author. And so I'm hoping that this helps us to get that process going. And I will also have on the social media account where you can find this book in the future. Oh, it was a phenomenal reading. Phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And I'm just happy to have had the opportunity to meet her and take up some space with her. And then also to be able to come back here and share with you guys. So really grateful to do that.
This is terrible for me to say. I graduated from college with a master's a few years ago. Now, I haven't read a book since college for fun, I read workbooks and stuff like that, but I haven't read a book for enjoyment. So I used to love books. So I think that was nice that you mentioned that. It was one book that I wanted to buy. That was a lady that always, the vegan lady, that always say, that's my business. I forgot her name. Tabitha. Mm.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
She's on all the social platforms, and she,
and
she's a vegan. She used to be an actress, but now she's a vegan. And Wendy, and she's been on social media.
Right?
So, yeah. That's her. Thank you. Yep.
It was on
her book.
I saw that aside. You know, I know about that type of the Brown girlfriend.
See, you ain't that old girl. But that's the only book that I said right off the bat that I had wanted to read. And now you give me the other book.
She looks so young, like her blood. She don't, man, she's amazing.
She is truly amazing.
Okay.
I like
Wendy Williams.
She is so inspirational, and she always got a word right on time, honey. Always got a word right on time, girlfriend. Yes, that's right, Lottie. That's right. I got everybody. Y'all be over here texting me during the whole Black Sister Talk. Don't even be speaking up. Come on, where is your voice? I need to hear y'all voices, y'all strong, black, multifaceted, radiant black women. Y'all better have something to say after this top of the hour because we finna take our little break. I appreciate you, Sabrina, for that. So I know you are going to be at this book club and you're going to be one of the first people and you're going to be doing some of the organizing and making sure people get those invites. So I signed you up already. Thank you. Look, when you open your mouth, I signed you up. I love you. I love you for that. We'll be back after these messages. Sabrina, you is a trip.
Thank you.
deeply inhale. And exhale. Relieving yourself of all of the stress, pain, and hurt that you have held within. As you inhale deeply, purify your mind, body, spirit. As you exhale, you release and let go all of the things that are hurting you inside.
Whoa, did you see that? It's amazing how stress affects us all differently. When I'm feeling stressed, I just need to talk it out. But it wasn't always like that for me. Not until a friend told me to give therapy a try. Did you know that therapy provides you with a sounding board to make the best choice you can make? Or that therapy provides you with a space to deal with stressors? And that you decide the goals you want to work on? Or most importantly, that you are not crazy because you speak with a therapist or ask for help. Therapy can change your perspective. Be the change and break the cycle by reaching out to a licensed mental health professional at Lifting Individuals Forward Everyday Counseling Services. Check out their website, lift-ife.com, or give them a call at 414-830-3001 to book an appointment. They even have flexible office hours to fit your schedule because they're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself.
Healing Through Art, sponsored by Black Sister Talk. Join our art group and heal while doing with a licensed professional counselor. Black Sister Talk groups discuss a monthly topic to increase self-care and unplug from the world virtually. Group costs $75 per month and includes paint by number art canvas, easel, and paint. All supplies will be shipped to you prior to the group, and a link will be provided through email. To enroll in the group, send an email to blacksistertalk@gmail.com or a DM to Black Sister Talk on Instagram with name and an expression of interest in art group, and we will provide you the rest of the details from there.
It sounds like you're tired of not being heard. If so, follow Black Sister Talk on Instagram and send us a DM with your thoughts. Or become a patron by going over to Patreon and adding Black Sister Talk. For my people that don't do social media, reach out to us at our email, blacksistertalk@gmail.com. Or join us on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time by dialing 516-418-5674. We would love to hear from you. Remember, we do this for you so you can breathe, breaking the stigma one conversation at a time.
Wow. Man, I don't know about y'all, but when that Yolanda Adams came on, tears got the fill in my eyes. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I love that song. That song always does something to me. And if y'all heard me in the background singing off key, mind your business. I was having my moment.
I was muted, girl. I was singing the whole song.
I was in here like hitting every high note I know I can, but I was in that moment very much confident in my no crowd audience. Oh, my God. I love that song. Oh, my God. And then that Londrell, like I told y'all, he got hits. He got hits for y'all. He got hits. I love Londrell's music. I thank my sister Stephanie for putting me on that. Where has that been? Like 5 years of content I just did not know anything about. So go ahead and catch up, and then next week maybe if you do catch up, go ahead and send us some comments about it on Instagram or the Facebook, or go ahead and DM us. Let us know what your experiences were. And then, ladies, my co-host, I want you to listen to it as well and let me know what you felt about it. I mean, if you looking for a good self-care moment and need to have some real chill vibe music, I'm definitely going to recommend you go ahead and play that Londrell. And if you get to playing him, they're going to connect you with all kind of other dope artists who just perfect, good, chill vibe music, urban, relatable, very conscious, Black folk music. I love it. I mean, conscious for anybody, though, in general. Let me say that, too. So, listen. The first half of the show was phenomenal. I can't even stress to you guys how important it is to be able to have these types of discussions
And so as I promised right before the top of the hour that I was going to talk a little bit more about this growth mindset and the fixed mindset by just giving some foundational information about it, but ways to change your – I think we should all be able to agree and say that we don't necessarily want to have a fixed mindset. And sometimes that happens.
There's a dog behind you.
What? When we have trauma or negative life experiences that kind of trap us in this way of thinking. So what I want to talk about also with saying that is that that's not the only result of trauma, because we can have a fixed mindset as a result of trauma as well, or we can have someone who has a serious growth mindset. I mean, extreme. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, maybe later down on the future when I'm more comfortable. But right now, let me just get you guys caught up to speed with what these things are again. So when we're having a growth mindset, that means that basically when you make mistakes or mess up, you can stay positive about it. You can keep going. You can look at it as a learning opportunity, and then you can strategize and figure out other ways to improve around it. You are more motivated. You believe in yourself, and you know you can be successful because ultimately it was okay that it was wrong and that you can keep trying to learn how to solve that problem. You look at those challenges just as they are challenges, and that's something that keeps you motivated and driven, you know, and you just keep wanting to get it right. You're more willing to try out new things and be creative and not always look at one way to solve a problem. I know several people may have heard this saying, but y'all better not say nothing about me for this one. But there's more ways to skin a cat, and I'm an animal lover, so please don't think that I would skin a cat, literally. But then one is the purpose behind that saying. So it's just the saying, don't be literal, my literal folks. And so with the opposite of that, which is the opposite of the growth mindset is the fixed mindset. And typically when you have a fixed mindset, you might think you can't get any better no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do. And I remember Sabrina bringing it up earlier, like, what about those people who have a hard time receiving that information? And what happens is that person's spirit is broken to the point where they don't have an identity of self. So they feel like a failure. They feel like losers. They feel like anytime they're going to try to attempt to do something, they're going to make a mistake. It gives them so much anxiety. They feel like they're going to mess up. These are issues when we're thinking about growth, money, motivation, and happiness. When we're getting stuck in this fixed mindset and we're not seeing us as that millionaire, we're not seeing us as a successful business owner, I don't see myself as a successful mother, whatever it is, I don't see myself as a successful sister, I don't see myself as a successful partner in a relationship. So this is why I'm going to go out and cheat and do whatever I want to do, because I don't see myself as being good. I mean, it can be several things. We can make this very relatable in several different situations and just about look at the mindset and the way we're thinking. Come on now, we're tapping into some CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. We're thinking about what it is that makes us tick. Okay, if I have a fixed mindset, the thought of me even trying to do something gives me anxiety, and you know what? I'm just not going to do it, because that's easiest for me to go ahead and resolve this issue. And so if I have an attitude that I'm no good at this, or why should I even try, you'll probably think that you won't get the skills you need to be successful. And so because of that mindset, you don't improve no matter what you do, because you already got this negative mindset that I ain't good for nothing. So why bother? Isn't that crazy? What do you guys think about that?
Oh,
Hey, everybody, your mics are unmuted. Does anybody have anything they want to add before I tell you guys what to do?
Okay.
Listen, we're going to keep this going. We're going to keep this coming. We are going to keep this going. I just don't want, see, my thing about this is I don't ever want to be in a position where I'm depowering the people that I'm, like, having a conversation with, because I don't ever want it to seem like when we're on this podcast, I'm talking at you. We need to grow and flow together. Ms. Chambers gets fired up about this stuff. This is what I do, but I also want to, if anybody has questions, anybody has anything they want to add or what their experiences have been, I'm here for that too, because I want you to get what you need to be getting out of this. And so if nobody has nothing they want to add, which I'm cool with, I'll just talk to you guys a little bit about something that you can do, or more of an activity that I did to help some of my clients with this type of issue, because at the end of the day, when we mindset, we can be like, okay, for example, let's say we have a garden, and, you know, when you put your seeds down, you water them, boom, it grows. That's like a growth mindset. But then let's think about that fixed mindset in a situation where we have weeds that pop up every time you fail and mess up, and nobody's going out there to pull those weeds out, which is creating this anxiety and ultimately hindering the growth of what we planted, right? And so if we think about it in that way, we can address this anxiety of a fixed mindset, which can help us to develop that growth mindset by, like Sabrina said earlier, where I uplift her. I tell her, this is what we need to do. You need to do this. You need to leave him. You need to do better. And this is how you do better. Like, yes, we're telling them that. And, yes, every time it happens, I'm going to keep pushing the same message, because the message doesn't change. And what we have to realize is people on the outside looking in is that I have to remain consistent with the one thing that I am able to do, and that's be positive, be a different experience for this person so that they can, one, learn how to trust who, a certain kind of person, me, who has been consistent, who has these type of values. So we're teaching people through our experiences these values because of our consistency to show up and be who we are. And so if we're able to do that, we can be that ripple to change some of these negative mindsets. And it's not easy. I promise you, this could be a lifetime worth of work with certain people, because life has taught them something different from their experiences. And so when you have these weeds growing in your garden, you have to literally address them by having some serious positive self-talk as a primary defense. You happen to yourself negatively so that when people talk to you negatively, you can address that. There's no way in the hell somebody is going to be talking to me crazy and I'm going to be sitting over here hunky-dory like everything's fine. You have the wrong person. And I'm here to tell any sister that is dealing with somebody that's talking crazy to them, you are allowing it. And it's time to allow something different, allow some self-love, some self-admiration. I deserve respect. I honor respect. You're going to honor my respect. And the second you don't respect my boundary, we're going to have a problem. Stop letting stuff slide, sister. Stop letting people slide. Please, I play baseball and softball. Ain't nobody sliding into home based on my accord. You need to stand up for yourself. You have to be, Sabrina said it earlier, I have to show up for me and talk to me the way I need to be talked to. Write your positive affirmations down. Talk to yourself the way you want to be talked to. Go in your emails the way you want to be talked to. Hello, I hope you stay happy and friendly. Yes, I will tell you that in the email. Hello, let's communicate in a way that we want people to communicate with us. That is so critical to being consistent with folks when we're trying to change these negative mindsets. So when we're looking at, again, we create this picture, we put our seeds down, we water them, the plant comes up, we got all this wonderful sun. Picture the sun as the people that you put around you. Picture the sun as the people that you put around you and how you can either put radiant, smart, positive, like-minded people around you, or think about the storm when it come in and them nasty weeds and how that them weeds come on up and keep growing and how negative you will become time because of all this negativity. Yes, Ms. Chambers can give you some visualizations. Ms. Chambers is going to sit you and take you through some meditations. Ms. Chambers on this show is going to take you through some manifestations. We're going to learn how to use our brains and think differently, become critical thinkers, and be able to address ourselves as well as be able to show up for others on this show. I need you guys to get this because it's important to understand so that we don't get stuck. Okay, so does anybody have any questions, anything they want to add to this discussion? Because, again, the purpose is to help you, the listeners, understand how to make their flowers grow and things that they need to say to themselves when they maybe are making mistakes. Like, I don't have to be perfect all the time. I don't have to be perfect as long as I'm doing my best. I don't have to be perfect. And how about if I'm making mistakes, you know what? How can I reassess the information that I am getting? How about the more I practice, the better I'm going to get? And lastly, one that I like to use is I can always find ways to improve. I'm not perfect. I can always learn a new way to do something because I know I'm not perfect. And I know I like to learn, so I can accept that in the same space.
Agreed.
Does anybody have any growth statements of their own, things that they say to themselves that helps them to keep going, such as, I am strong today. I am fierce today. I am winning today. I am radiant all the time. What do you say to yourself? Most of us women, I know typically when we wake up and we look in the mirror, what's the first thing you say to yourself when you finna get your day started?
Well, now that I used to say different things. But I'm Muslim now, and I always say this all the time when I be thinking of stuff to say when I'm looking in the mirror and be like, girl, I used to be like, you go, girl, or you got this, girl, whatever. Now, all I say is to me, it's like universal, but I say alhamdulillah, and that means you thankful to Allah for the good and the bad. So I'm thankful to him for good and bad. And it works for everything. I still say, like, when I got cancer, for instance, I was like, alhamdulillah, I'm still alive. Thank you God for everything, the good and the bad. So, and when I look in the mirror, that's the good, boo. That's all I'll be saying.
That's right. I love it.
I'm in Virginia right now, and they haven't seen me in a while. And I took off my hijab, and they started crying because I got hair. I got hair, girl. Don't play.
That is adorable.
I love it.
She was like, look at my teeth. Got hair. Yes, I do. A ponytail, too, at that.
Ooh-wee. Come on, y'all. Step into this. So let me tell y'all real quick, because since you won't hear something about how the hair growing. Y'all get somebody.
Oh, Lord.
Let me just jump on in real quick. So, all my listeners, I want you to know that we're going to have this amazing Black Friday sale, honeys. Yes, yes, yes. Let's get into it. We have a Small Business Saturdays, and we also have the Small Black Women's Businesses Self-Care Boxes. The Embrace Me Black Sister Talk boxes will be available to you with several different products that are from yours truly, amazing, radiant black women who will provide you with different opportunities to provide self-care. You know I got that flavor, so I'm going to give y'all some very, very sound instructions on how I want you to use these products. But know that we're going to be sensual, well taken care of, fully supported by other black women, type of women. Don't y'all, I love how y'all giggling, so get to it. I know y'all going to DM me for those pre-orders because them pre-orders is coming in. It's hot, and I'm making sure y'all get these boxes before Christmas time. So you go ahead and get your girlfriend a box, too, because you deserve stuff because your girlfriend deserves it, too. And with all that being said, Sabrina has... Sabrina, wait a minute. Just let me finish. Let me finish real quick. And you can have your laughing. Just let Miss Tavis finish because Sabrina has some hair oil that is going to make your edges come back from the dead, honey. Sizzling, boom, bow, gone, drizzle like baby. Why my hair don't grow? That would be the TikTok. They talk about why money ain't free, why the X ain't growing. My God, I done watered this plant. I done sang Beyonce to it, and them edges, they never came back. But, baby, when I got some hair oil, I got my whole entire life back. I thought I was going to have to get a hair transplant and everything. I was in here like, damn, I am not even 56 yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a very young woman. So the fact that I'm looking like I done lived life twice, that wasn't appropriate. So I'm telling you, get your edges back. Miss Shaver's got edges now, so I could talk about it. I ain't walking around here bald head listening stuff. So when you go through stuff, you might not want to talk about it. But when you've been through it and you done grew from it, baby, like these edges and grew, y'all going to love these hair oils. These hair oils is the bomb. I would lie to you. I would not expose myself like that if this had not been an issue for me anymore. So we can all come back from something and talk about it. It's not a problem. I practice transparency.
That's
I
your testimony.
No, I'm trying to tell y'all, I keep the 100 with y'all. Miss Chambers ain't one of them ones that's going to send you out here blind, honey. Miss Chambers don't do that. That's not me. So whatever it takes, I'm going to keep it 100. We going to keep it moving. So why you... Y'all might have to tell y'all to trip them edges gone. I sent everybody some of that hair oil for Christmas. They was like, girl, this is all you had to send me. And you getting edges for Christmas? Please.
Oh, I'll be swearing down. I'm done with the business. And you say stuff like this, make me go back to work.
You better make sure you have stuff ready to bring me. I got all your packs.
I'm ready.
We love you here at Black Sister Talk. You are fully supported.
Thank you so much. Ooh.
Ooh, y'all know I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all know that. Y'all better be happy I can be my transparent self and present to you guys somebody who can be realistic and be honest and be serious and be me. Because that is ultimately what people need to become more comfortable with, is being themselves. And I'm totally fine with being Wanda. Y'all ain't gonna tell Wanda nothing. And I'm cool with that.
And we all, and everybody here appreciates that you don't do like, I'm way up here and y'all way down here. It's really nice to talk and you be like, we all on the same page. We all going through the same struggles and we all equal or not. And that's appreciated by many. I just want you to know.
Aw, thank you. Absolutely. Ms. Chambers is always going to practice being her authentic self and pushing that agenda because ultimately being able to do that helps other people to become motivated to be them. And so every time anybody is tuning in, they're like, man, that girl is fiery. That girl got so much energy. Like, what happened? What didn't happen?
That's how right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what keeps me going. What didn't happen? What didn't happen? Thank God that didn't happen. Thank God I got another chance because that didn't happen, right? That's how we continue to increase our motivation and our desire to get things done.
Exactly.
So, Well, all that being said, so, does anybody have anything they want to comment on what has already been said?
I do.
No, ma'am.
This is Treva. Hold on, I lost my damn dog. Oh, this is Treva. So at the beginning of the call, you asked two prompt questions. Something about how are we minimalizing our anxiety, and do we believe that we can have it all if we're making the right sacrifices? So I just want to speak on that. I'm a firm believer. We can't have everything, but we can have all of what we desire if we're making the appropriate sacrifices. And it just takes a lot of discipline and unlearning not so great behaviors. And something that I've just been working on myself is, you know, we was talking about our dollars last week and making sure we got our priorities versus what we want and things like that. And when I do those things, you know, every week or two, I try to say, you know, how much did I save and how good did I do last week? And it just kind of keeps me reminded, keep doing what you're doing to get where you truly want to go. And it just, you know, keeps me motivated that the sacrifices that I am making, they're well worth it, you know. LaWanda and Stephanie, you guys know that I'm a writer, a poet, and three words that I've always stuck to me since I was little was our struggle, sacrifice, and success, like literally in that order, because we're going to have some hardships. We're going to be forced to make tough decisions, which is a sacrifice, but the end result is going to be well worth it, and that's the cycle of life. Like, I've learned that is truly the cycle of life. And, you know, it's just learning each experience, one experience at a time. But if you keep reminding yourself the good outcome, that's your own motivation to keep making those sacrifices for yourself.
Exactly. I love that, Treva.
I'm sorry, I sounded short winded. I'm up here chasing the Australian Shepherd, so don't worry about it. I'm walking my dog so it gets dark.
What I can say about that is I can honor that, because we also need to recognize that, hey, always when we're doing something, are we being intentional about it? And who is at the focus of this? Am I doing this for me, or am I doing this for somebody else? I'm not saying
yeah.
that you have to be selfish in everything that we're doing, but I am saying that it's okay to be selfish too. And sometimes you have to be selfish with your choices and making those sacrifices, honestly. Like, if you know you want to reach a certain goal, oh, I got people out, I got friends out here that's doing some amazing things. I got friends right now that's about to close and stuff and do different little things, right? And it's nice to be able to celebrate that with them, because I understand what that sacrifice is to sit here and discipline yourself in ways that you just like, man, I never thought I would be doing this right now. This is not what I would be doing. I didn't know I could do this. And so it's nice to be able to see what people's walks have been over this pandemic to achieve their goals. Ultimately, there's been a lot of changes and shifts in everything. And seeing that we can still be anchored in our values and say, hey, this is what I need to be doing in order to reach this goal, reach this milestone, put this in order so I can ultimately see the end result. Like, I started off the discussion saying, hey, we all want to be a millionaire, but we don't know the steps in between to achieve that goal. We don't know. Well, not everybody doesn't know. Because some people do know what they need to do to become a millionaire. Some people do have that growth mindset where they're like, okay, first I'm going to do this, and then when I do this, then I'm going to do that, and then this is going to happen, or this is going to happen. But be able to basically process and look at every obstacle that could be foreseen and pretty much strategize around it, versus people who are like, man, that's too many damn steps. I ain't about to even try to do none of that, because there's too many other possibilities and challenges I'm going to have to go up against to reach my results. And that's why we don't have a bunch of people around here that a millionaire, right? That's basically what it is. And so even though we don't have a bunch of people that's around here like that, hey, we can still help people to understand how to do that so that they can take the little steps that they're going to need to take along the way to get to those bigger steps and continue to flourish and seek forward. Okay, I achieved this goal. I can celebrate that, sit in that, enjoy that, and then take the break that I need if that's what I want to do, and then I'm going to achieve or work or strive to this next milestone. I know it sounds like a lot, you guys, but ultimately we all come to a place where we're like, okay, once I get this done, this is all I want to do, and then I want to just be able to go and live a life like this. But even that's a goal, and even that's something that you have to plan to at least get to that point. So, Trevor, you brought up some really good points, and I really think that that's a good way to segue into some of the ways that we can continue to increase this motivation. We are talking about the foundations of ultimately achieving that growth, gaining the financial status that you're looking for, and staying motivated and getting that happiness. And all of that comes with confidence in yourself and being able to talk to yourself in a respectful way. Look at yourself in positive situations that you want to be in. Why would you not see yourself for success? Why aren't you seeing yourself as a wife? Why aren't you seeing yourself as a reputable business? Why aren't, whatever that is, why don't you see that for yourself and be able to own that and figure out what you're going to do about it? You know, because motivation comes from your desire to get things done. And everybody in this world, I imagine, needs the motivation to complete any goal. You need motivation to get up and complete short-term or long-term goals and responsibilities and tasks. And so if you don't have any motivation, you're not really in a position to achieve the things that you want to set out to do. I'm long-winded today. I have to breathe. I have to breathe because when it comes down to having motivation, a lot of times that can come in some highs and lows, because what we know when we think about someone who has a high level of motivation and then we think of people who are having challenges with being motivated on the daily, what are some ways that we can help them? That's where this conversation needs to shift, because ultimately telling someone who doesn't see themselves as positive and you telling them to stay positive, what do you think that's going to do to them? Hey, I'm pissed off every day this week, and my car just got repossessed. I lost my job. I'm trying to figure out how I'm paying my bills. How am I going to hear somebody tell me this, and I'll be like, you know what? I think you should just stay positive. What do you think that person going to say to me? We got to be honest, ladies. We got to be honest. How would you receive that advice if somebody was like, hey.
It's easier said than done. You got it all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. So
or
how the hell
is
you
do to set
stay
up?
Positive? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Down. They may shut down because to them you don't understand.
Exactly. So when we're talking to somebody about a real-life situation, we can't just come in there and be like, oh, you need to stay positive. Where the hell is positive at? Did that ring the doorbell? Is that in the toilet that I just flushed? Is that in the empty cupboard? What are you talking about? Excuse me?
Right.
How do you think I'm going to find a way to boost my mood right now? How do you think I'm going to work toward my goal when my goddamn life is going to be cut off?
Take them a resource. That's the whole point of, like, a lot of people just being knowledgeable. If you're going to be talking to somebody that's not in the same position as you and you all for encouraging them, be kind enough to know a resource to take to them of any kind, because, like I said, not everybody is going to feel like the person talking to them or trying to encourage them understands. And it's just like, to them, you can't do nothing for them. Them positive
saying positive don't mean anything. Like, give a different kind of push is what they need.
Do
so
you
they
understand
feel like
me?
Don't tell me to stay positive. Like, I'm not saying push them, but give them a reason mm-hmm. to move. Motivate them in a different way to call this number and see if you can get some assistance. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Different things like that. It don't mean we got to save the world, but we also know the truth when we go to talk to people like that. And so it's just mindful to just say, hey, let me reposition this before I just be like, stay positive. Let me get them a resource number because I heard them talking about this last month.
You understand what I'm saying? We have to connect with people and be able to understand that when we're talking about these topics in the way that we have been talking about them, we have to get real. And so we have to be real with each other in the sense that, yeah, it's easier said than done to tell somebody to stay positive because at the end of the day, money is a problem. At the end of the day, when a person is not financially stable, they're going to have some anxiety, and that's going to mess with their ability to grow. It's going to mess with their ability to be happy and be motivated because that is a high value of theirs. And a high value of anybody on this line that ain't able to live off the grid. I just got to be honest with you. And so when we are helping people, and I really wanted to give that example, Treva, because, again, this is a community therapy platform. We need people to be able to become comfortable with therapy and help them to understand that, no, we're going to be talking about real solutions when we're having these discussions because there's no way I'm going to have somebody call me and tell me all of that. And I'll be like, so this is what you're going to do. It don't work like that.
And that's the positive option. That goes back to giving them other options than what they know. They may have not known about energy assistance, especially with most of us on the line who work in the community and know all these resources. If we got the nerve to go talking to somebody, telling them to stay positive or try to get level-headed, we better be taking them a number. And, yeah, it may not be money. It may not be food. But that was a better option than coming with nothing. Now, what they do with it is up to them.
Exactly.
But that's utilizing, you know, all of our resources and doing what we can, you know, maximizing what we can do for them. What they do with it is on them, but we didn't go and leave them empty-handed.
Exactly. Resources are so important in the community, as well as just being able to help the person have a place to go with that experience, have a place where they can talk to somebody, because not all the time do somebody want to hear something. Sometimes a person just needs to talk, and then you need to know how to approach them and give them the information you want to give them, because some people don't like help. And so, again, I come back to the conversation of helping people to become comfortable with asking for help and getting help as a first line of defense, building that rapport, building that relationship, because if I can't trust you, I'm not going to show up for you. I'm not listening to you. We know this. This has always been a barrier when trying to help people. Because then, oh, you think you better than me. No, we not. No, we don't think we better than you. We don't want you to slip through the cracks. We don't want you to trigger something else with mental health within you so that you don't get where you got to go. We want to help you to know that you can continue to keep pushing and achieve your goals, because there are going to be setbacks. There are going to be disappointments. And so we got to talk about rejection and how we're going to use a growth mindset to embrace this possibly fixed mindset, because that person could have equally say, you know what, all of this may have happened, but I'm going to be able to do this tomorrow so I can start fixing the process. So it can go either way, but what's important is we know what we need to do as helpers to go out here and not only help others, but help ourselves too. You know, because sometimes you have to be that person for yourself. so that you can be strong in what you're doing out here. So it goes both ways. We got about 5 minutes left before the show is over today, so I want to know if anybody has anything they want to share, chime in. Otherwise, I am going to close the show out.
I forgot her name, the one that wrote the book. Treva. Treva. I'm going to write a book. So I'm going to follow her. I'm gonna be hitting you up if I need some help, but I'm gonna write my life story, and it's drama filled.
You got to be ready
filled.
For the truth, though. I'm a little raw, so you got to be ready for the truth.
Yes, yes ma'am. So networking at its finest.
We only got one life. We only got one life, and you only got one story. You better start writing it.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Motivation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have to be able to do that as sisters. If you got something going on or you already been through that, I don't want that to be a challenge for you. I want that to come to you with ease. I want you to be able to say, hey, this is what I'm able to achieve because I'm able to reach out to LaWanda. I'm able to reach out to Treva. I'm able to reach out to Stephanie. I'm able to reach out to Twana. I'm able to reach out to whoever that I have built a relationship through this show with and know that, hey, that's my sister. She supports me. I can always ask her a question.
That's right. Thank you all.
So I'm excited. I'm excited. And I'm just wanting to take these last couple of minutes just to thank you all for being my co-host today and being on the show and sharing how you feel and what you thought and what your experiences have been, because that is important for other women to hear. So they're like, wow, I heard those strong, black, radiant, multifaceted black women. Girl, I'm going to have a whole word jam. Every week I'm going to have more words to this black woman positive affirmations and words of delight for us.
Okay.
Thank you all from the bottom of my heart, and just transcending out to the universe and everyone else that participates and listens to the show and supports our mission and helping to break the stigma against mental health, because everybody on this show has experienced mental health, has known somebody with mental health, has helped somebody with mental health or illnesses or helpers in the community. And this is a space where we can just have those discussions, talk about those things, and process. It's okay. We all deserve a place to just be safe and process. I want you to know that. And last of all, I'm going to play this call to action one more time, because I told y'all the first 5 people that go ahead and comment or DM us in the on our social media platforms, which is on Instagram and Facebook, and or sends us an email to Black Sister, BlackSistaTalk@gmail.com, you will get that information. I love you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Keep
it sounds like
still.
You're tired of not being heard. If so, follow
thank
Black
you.
Sister Talk on Instagram and
you're
send
welcome.
Us a DM with
thank
your thoughts.
You.
Or become a patron by going over to Patreon and adding Black Sister Talk. For my people that don't do social media, reach out to us at our email, blacksistertalk@gmail.com. Or join us on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time by dialing 516-418-5674. We would love to hear from you. Remember, we do this for you so you can breathe, breaking the stigma one conversation at a time.
I know you're asking today, how long will it take? Somebody's asking, how long will prejudice blind the visions of men? I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment,
yes, sir.
However frustrating the hour, it will not be long,
no,
because truth crushers will rise again.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
Yes, sir.
Because no lie can live forever.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
How long?
Because you shall reap what you sow.
Yes, sir.
How long? forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne.
Yes,
yet that scaffold sways the future.
Yes.
Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. How long? Not long. Because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Yes,
how long?
Not long.
Because mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Yes,
he's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword.
Yes,
his truth is marching on.
Yes, sir.
He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat.
Peace,
he is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat.
Yes,
oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
glory, hallelujah.
Yes,